I remember John Brooks coming into the sixth form art class and talking to us. And I have fantastic memories of listening to him at that time.
What was he like?
He was small in stature, very modest demeanour. You would never think that this chap did what he achieved in his life. If your first time of meeting, he was always interested in people. He was a great listener. Of course, I'm rather biased on this topic, aren't I?
It seems to me, talking of influences on life, it's very clear that John Brooks had an influence on your life. Do you think the fact that he was artistic and you are graphically minded, you kind of saw
I'm
that
sure,
connection?
No,
yeah,
there's a strong association, a strong affinity, and I would put him down. You know, we all think about influences on our lives and fingers of one hand. He's definitely one of those people.
What did you take from him? How does he carry on in your life, as it were?
Well, I think it's one of the reasons I feel very strongly about this university, because I think his spirit, his character, is in the DNA of this place.
Well,
because a lot of the things that he believed in, which was about, he had this one of the things, he had this wonderful phrase, say, people talk a lot about education for life. John Brooks said, yes, that's okay, but actually what the state of affairs of most people is working for a living. And I think a much better phrase is education for livelihood. And so he was very interested in education being close to the world of work, and certainly that's what this university is about. So subjects like architecture, planning, publishing, healthcare, engineering particularly, they're very close to the areas in which these skills are practiced. So very much I think this university is stuck to those beliefs, and I believe in those things too. I mean, I think they're very important to society generally.
Do you think he would be proud of where the institution has come throughout 150 years and where it is now and where it's looking to in the future?
I think he'd be very proud of this place today. I think he'd be somewhat embarrassed because his name would be right at the front of it, and I think, you know, being the modest man he was, he'd be very surprised actually. But he shouldn't be. He shouldn't be surprised, because he is the foundation of this place. I mean, in a nutshell, when he came in 1928, of course, the roots of this institution go back to 1865 when the Oxford School of Art was founded. But he came in 1928 as the head of the Oxford School of Art. It sounds a rather grand title. He had two staff. When he retired in 1956, virtually all the activities that the 21st century university now conduct, he'd established. He'd done it in 28 years of leadership, which I think is an amazing achievement.